This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of poignant information coming from Dr. Ken's research, from his overview of a lot of the medical journals, passing along info to you and his clients at his Lake Cardiology, the clinic he runs down in Central Florida, the information that helps you understand what's going on medically that may affect or impact your body. That's the idea here, to have information that is directly something effective for you and your loved ones, whatever may be going on, and certainly COVID is still there. I made a determination, I think last week when we were together, Ken, that I wanted to not spend much time talking about COVID because it's becoming pedantic. It's becoming repetitive. It's becoming annoying. And so maybe this puts it to rest, this work that's being done this week that you're following, the new vaccine that's being, checked out by the FDA. So what's that story?
Well, Doug, so it's not annoying. Is how are we going to live with this? And that's what actually is
I'm
exciting.
Just telling you, I find it annoying. You may not.
Well, give me a second. Because the news about COVID-19 is looking better. It really is. Today, compared to 3 years ago, Doug, when you and I started talking about all this, there's more population immunity from vaccines and from natural immunity, because most of us already have been infected with COVID-19. And also, the virus has mutated to an upper respiratory virus compared to the original strain, where it was deep down in the lungs as a pneumonia. Now it's like a cold. I have home diagnostics. We also have a great treatment for it, Paxlovid. So we're going to all learn how to live with this and get our lives together. We know that the vaccine doesn't prevent spread, so there should not be mandates. It only prevents subgroup of us that are vulnerable to being admitted to the hospital and dying. And we have to identify those subgroups, and those are the people we want to focus on and let everybody else live their lives. I can't think of a teenager in the world who is healthy who's died from COVID. So, you know, we need to leave those people alone. But the elderly, those over 75, the immunocompromised, the obese, those who have multiple chronic medical problems, these are the people at risk for being hospitalized and dying. These are the ones we have to focus on. These are the ones who we should urge get vaccinated. And again, there should not be mandates, because the current vaccine doesn't prevent illness, and it doesn't prevent one spreading the illness. It only prevents oneself from not being admitted to the hospital and dying from COVID-19. So going forward, there really is hope. And that's why earlier this week, the FDA has come up with a new plan for a yearly COVID booster. Very similar to how they come up with the flu. Their recommendation is that each September, they'll look and see what they think is going to be the most likely variant for the next winter. They'll make the vaccine. They'll have it available in September. And as of this coming September, it'll be two separate shots, but I predict in the future it'll be one flu, one COVID-19 shot that we'll all get in the fall. And we'll take it if we... And our doctor thinks we're at risk, that we should be more concerned about the virus than about the vaccine. And each of us will make an individual determination, not one size fits all. And later in the week, the FDA advisory committee will be getting together to vote on all these recommendations. And we'll know shortly where we're going with all this.
All right, so let's go one step further in terms of stopping COVID from infecting humans. Apparently, there has been a compound discovered, and I was thinking about this. I saw this toward the end of last week, too late for us to discuss it on last week's program, but the sea sponge business. You've seen this research, 26 compounds found in nature, including plants and fungi. This team of researchers say that their discovery paves the way for a new natural medicine that can help treat these contagious viruses. They claim the compounds will help tackle existing and future variants, as well as flu things, because they target human cells, which evolve more slowly than the viruses. We know that, right? The viruses have been mutating and changing. So these doctors say they're is an effective way in small doses to completely stop viral infection in human cells. Wow, yeah, this University of British Columbia. Go ahead.
This is not ready yet for prime time. This is, you know, early on. This hasn't been proven safe and effective clinically yet. But it's an interesting idea. You're just looking at early on in the lab.
Well, and what it does is speak to the fact that if these people are successful, we won't need drugs to combat COVID, which is what a lot of people find objectionable. There still are lots of questions, Ken, as you know, about what really is in. You can say, well, they're coming from irresponsible sources. I'm not sure that that's the case. I think there are a lot of reputable people who have lots of questions about why there's so many heart incidents from people who have taken, and they go, you know, even though you did a great job of proving or showing to us that wasn't the case with a football player who got hit just at the right time. You did a brilliant job, I think. Who would have known that the hit that this guy took went right at the same second that the impulse was going to his heart to make it beat, and so it stopped it. And that's why he keeled over. There were a lot of people who said, well, the whole team had been vaccinated, and this, you know, there have been a lot of heart incidents with people who have taken the shots, so maybe that's what caused that, and that wasn't the case. So, at any rate, I just find these things, these solutions, I prefer non-drug sources, that's just me, to fixing problems. And I know that there are a lot of people who are agreeing with me, but then there are those like me who took the shots.
This is going to be a medication if it evolves.
It'll have to become a medication, right?
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
If it evolves and is shown safe and effective, because so often these things don't prove safe and effective when you get out and test them.
Well, but that's the question about the COVID vaccines. Are they safe and effective? There's a lot of questions.
Are they safe and effective? Nothing is totally safe in terms of anything we give to anybody. And let me tell you, this article that you quoted, there's going to be safety issues with it also, but the question is risk and benefits. Mm-hmm. And if you think more people would have lived if we wouldn't have had a vaccine, you're smoking lucky lefties. I mean, more people have survived COVID because we've had a vaccine. And many more people get myocarditis from the virus, not from the vaccine. And yeah, we shouldn't be giving vaccines to young males because of the risk benefit. So it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. But 75 and older, you better get your vaccine or you're not going to make it. So It depends on the autoimmune people. You better get your vaccine or you're not going to make it, unless you've had a reaction to the vaccine. So there are subgroups. This doesn't affect us all the same way. Teenagers are safe, but elderly over 75 are at high risk. So you have to look at yourself individually here.
Well, I think that's it. And we talk about my immune system. I had the first round of shots. Whether I had COVID the first week or not, I've not had it since. My daughter hasn't had it. A lot of people in my family, for some reason or other, have not had it. But most everybody I know, relatives, friends, people I work with, I can't tell you that I can name three people outside of my family who haven't had COVID.
And your family probably had, some of them had it and don't even realize they had it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but some of the newer variants have, like a cold, and who?
Yeah.
And ask your daughter if she's had a cold in the last 2 years.
You know, I have to, I'm trying to remember back because I know my daughter well, whether she had a cold or she didn't have a cold. I have to think about that or ask her. All right, let's stop for a minute and then we continue looking at what's going on in the world of medicine from Dr. Ken's perch, Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Those of you who love listening to Ken and know and trust his advice, if you'd like to get it firsthand, you can have an appointment with Ken. All you have to do is dial him up at the office, 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. That's 352-735-1400.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia? Wow, that's cheap. So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos with a further explanation regarding vaccines and what you want us to know. I'm sure I've corrupted people's minds with my thoughts. All right, Ken, straighten it out.
Vaccines. Doug, there should be no mandates about vaccines because of our current knowledge. We now know that the current vaccine with the current variants, the current vaccine does not prevent spread. It only prevents in oneself illness that would require hospitalization and potential death, so that the vaccine doesn't prevent spread to other people. So that's why there should be no mandates going forward.
All right, but then this, the practical side, the common sense side, there shouldn't have been mandates before either, but there were, and it seemed that people needed to be cowed into, you know, that expression, they were sort of pushed into, encouraged, threatened, whatever it was, that seemed to be effective.
The errors that the public health experts made, some now admit they made an error and some still don't. That is what has created so much angst among the public. And I think if my public health colleagues would just, you know, come to grips with this and improve their levels of communications, it would work well for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hold on to that thought. As we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a focus on your cardiovascular system and what happens under certain circumstances. Ken is a cardiologist, so he's on top of this knowledge, which you will have right after these words here on Good Day Health.
No other net. Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stepping back again with Ken and Bowles about why do I keep wanting to do that? Do people? Do other people do that, or am I the only one who's slipping on that, Ken?
My name gets confused. Everybody trips everybody up. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Why? Okay, so your name is Michael. How did the farm? Your last name is Michael. So how did the farm come to be known as the Bowles Farming Company?
Yeah, so the farm is on my mom's side, and my parents actually split up in when I was pretty young, so I took my father's last name. But, yeah, he's not involved in the farming side, but my mom's side of the family is involved in the farming business was from her descendants.
All right, so going back to her descendants and the fact that you're a sixth-generation member of the family, what are you producing now there that you weren't producing or the farm wasn't producing perhaps five, six generations ago, which would be well over 100 years?
Yeah, it started, as I said, in the 1850s, and it was all cattle at the time. My great-great-great-grandfather knew, he's an apprentice butcher in Germany, and he came here as a young man, and he saw, the need for food, and cattle was what he knew, so he started, producing cattle and had a vertically integrated meat business, over time. But we transitioned away from that, and when I, returned to the farm in 1998, we were growing, barley, cotton, and alfalfa were the three crops that we grew. Now we're growing close to 20 different crops, mainly vegetable, crops. Our largest crop is tomatoes. So we grow both processing tomatoes, which grow into your sauces and anything canned and all those types of things. And we grow fresh market tomatoes also that go to your food service, Subway and the markets and things like that where you get a beefsteak tomato. Then we do carrots, garlic, and onions. We do still grow some extra long staple, very high quality cotton. We do have a large watermelon program and cantaloupes and honeydew. We grow kale, cilantro, basil, thyme, and then sweet corn. And we have a little bit of alfalfa, and we do grow some wheat. And we also have a growing certified organic program. So about 10% of the land we farm now is certified organic. And so we've transitioned quite a bit. We do have some pistachios and some almonds, but those are a very small part of what we do. It's mainly annual crops.
Cannon, how much land are we talking about in the Central Valley?
So we, under our management, is about 11,000 acres. We own a smaller portion of that, and then we generally manage land for other folks, family, some family members, as well as some outside investors who come into the area.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about outside investors owning farmland? That seems to be a big topic of conversation among all of us who are trying to hold on to our land, and sometimes we can't, so we do what other businesses do. We sell our real estate and lease it back. Is that a problem there?
It's a bit of a concern. You know, I think a lot of people rushed in. There was a great deal of wealth creation in the almond industry. And so I think, you know, a lot of people came in and purchased land. And I think it's a little different when you live on the land and in the community. And I think your perspective is a little different than if it's just a number on a spreadsheet somewhere. You know, I think the way you kind of handle things. So I've seen some unsustainable things being done. You know, people maybe overpumping groundwater and just going into areas that were never developed and developing them. And so there's been, I think, you know, I'm a capitalist at heart, but I also think when you're, you know, extracting natural resources for profit and taking them out of an area or damaging an area with practices, I think that can be problematic. So I think there's pros and cons. You know, some aging farmers have found a way to, you know, sell their land and transition out. And I guess there's a benefit to that. But then I sort of, like I said, I worry a little bit about some of the behaviors that I've seen not being sustainable.
Cannon Michael from the Bowles Farming Company is our guest this week on The American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate Intelligence Committee lawmakers are being stonewalled by the Biden administration regarding America's secrets in personal homes and unsecure office buildings. The lawmakers with security clearance are weighing how to force the intelligence community to turn over the classified documents to them that ended up in the personal possession of Presidents Biden and Trump. President Biden is urging calm as officials plan to release video of an arrest that led to a motorist's death in Memphis, Tennessee. Body cam video of the encounter with 29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be released to the public, and his lawyers and family says they will show him being severely beaten on January 7th. Nichols died a few days later. Five now-fired police officers face second-degree murder charges. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Roush.
In a word, It's absolutely appalling.
TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hour with Dr. Ken Kronos, late cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. So I had this conversation thinking of you on the Good Day program, which is the Monday through Friday show that I do with Jay Kirshner, and we talk a lot about the issues, and we bring you up and things that you're advising people. One of the things that we talked about this week was how to look at the beauty that's around you, whether it's the natural beauty of the wintertime, the summertime, where you live along the Pacific Coast Highway, or you're in the mountains, or you're on a farm, or whatever it is. All the things that are around us are defined as nature. And how, if we understand, appreciate, if we wrap ourselves around nature and experiences there, what fabulous impact it has on our body, right?
Absolutely. I love this report that was in the Occupational and Environmental Medicine Journal, dated January 16th of this year, where they actually studied this and noticed that 1 hour, 4 days a week, occupying yourself in nature, trees, lakes, water, whatever you define as being relaxing nature, could actually be offset the need for anxiety medications and even blood pressure medications. Try it yourself. Get into nature an hour, 4 days a week, and notice how helpful it is to your blood pressure and also to your anxiety level.
All right. So it's appreciating what's around you, what's all around us. Maybe that's the best way to do it. And you don't have to be a doctor to prescribe that for yourself, frankly. Now, there's another danger here. This sort of reminds me of that line from one of the old space shows, danger, danger, Will Robinson. So the danger here for both men and women, but I'm guessing maybe this applies. I'm going to ask you for, as we understand the info that comes from the Journal of Economic Behavior, what happens if you retire early? Can this information be applicable to both men and women?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we learned from this study, actually done at my old medical school, University of Pennsylvania, looking at thousands of people, and they noticed when they retired earlier than what you would predict, that it accelerated their decline in their cognitive ability, their ability to think, to remember, to reason. And it just, it's, you know, you may say this is a big dub, but here they studied this carefully, and it just seems that when you don't use your mind, it wears away.
Well, I guess that makes nothing but sense, really, when you get right down to it. Doesn't it? You know, you're not active mentally or physically, emotionally, but you hear a lot of times, I especially think about this with public service and public service like firemen and policemen, when they retire after 30 years, 32 years, and they're in their 50s, many of them go on to other careers. But I can go to the obituary column in my local newspaper, and I can see frequently where police officers, it seems more firefighters who retire when they're in their 50s, and they don't do anything after that. They just kind of collapse, and they're dead before you know it. So this could be a warning. Maybe there's two things to take away here. If you're so eager to retire, maybe you ought to find another job, because you obviously don't like the job you have. And that's also good for longevity, isn't it? People that love their work, don't they live longer?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not work. You know, they
yeah,
love
no.
it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You love what you do.
As long as they get enough sleep.
Right. That's it. Rest is very important. I mean, I certainly am an example of that. I keep plugging away. I have three different jobs, and I enjoy all of them. And frankly, the newest job is something that is enlightening me, giving me something new to do. My farm and my radio work has been consistent all through my life. So now I've added something new, a different kind of a career, and it's very stimulating. It's great for my brain, great for my body. So it may not be that everybody has to have three jobs, but for heaven's sakes, no matter what you're
doing. Are you going to announce to the world what you're doing?
I'm working with a couple of folks to build a residential development, 63 units of what's called an agrihood. We're building a neighborhood around a working farm. And it's really been, it was my idea, and I thought, okay, you know, there's a little bit of information around about how to do this, but we're kind of creating as we go. But I think this is going to be something that will be fabulously successful in many places around the country, because people want to get back to nature, they want to live around animals, they want to have peace and quiet, you know, that sort of thing, and that's what we're developing here, so thank you for asking. But it is a challenge, because I never have done anything like this before. But yet, it's, you know, we're bringing, it's coming together piece by piece, bit by bit. And I find that I think this is going to be good for my brain, for my body, just, you know, great for everything that might ail you, if you will. So, now we're talking about how to make sure that you are not immortal, but that your mortality is healthy. If you have had head injuries, you better listen up to Ken and what he found in the American Medical Association this week.
And Doug, I would imagine that you have some attachment to this article. adult Americans who've had a moderate or severe head injury, even decades ago, they're almost three times as likely to die as those who've never suffered a head injury. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week. Head injury of any kind doubles your mortality rate in adulthood.
So, head injuries, I've never had a concussion that I know of, but on the farm, you're suggesting in the times that I've talked to you about things where I banged my head on a tractor or, you know, I had a very serious head injury when I was a child at three. And so, whether that is going to take me away, I hope that's not the case.
What I think you've done, though, is you have followed this up carefully, much more than the average bear. So, you know what's there. And I think this is really where people don't know what they did and what impact it's had. And you've had yourself studied for peace of mind, so to speak.
I have, and I know what's going on in my head.
Exactly. So I don't know. You may be an outlier from this study.
Well, now let's apply this in a moment when we return to this study, the breast density thing. I have a friend who has breast cancer. She was told one thing when they first examined her, and now she's been told something else. And it has to do with, I guess, further exploration. But as you said, we can do it with our head. We can do it with other parts of our body. So we'll talk about women and breast cancer and apply this thinking to that information as we continue here on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about when it comes to your health and your well-being, all the things we've talked about today, all the things we talk about every week here with regard to your risk of not having a long life. What's the old expression from Star Wars? Live long and prosper. You're not going to do either of those things if you've got too much BMI, you've got too much weight, too many inches around your belly, all that stuff. We just finished talking about what happens if you've got a spare tire. So here's the way to get rid of it so you have a great later stage in life. It's from the folks at Calitrin. Website, toploss.com, where you can find out all about Calitrin, the natural way for you to lose the weight. No drugs, no stimulants. It has all these great ingredients that are inviting when you hear the story about what we do with our body, how our body benefits from having the aloe vera and digestive enzymes and just the things that you know are good for you. Let's follow the science, as many doctors say. How to lose weight the right way? Follow your scientific curiosity. Go to TopLoss, spend some time there, see what the success rate is, and understand the science upon which this all has been built. 25 years and still going strong. Weight loss that makes sense. Better health, better you. Better go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out so you get the 4 months free that you're entitled to at this time of year and also free shipping. That's TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here at 53 past the hour with a focus on questions that would come from any number of sources. There has been a recall of kids' rocking sleepers. There have been a number of young babies who have died because they're in these kids' to rocking sleepers. There are two or three things floating around now, and I guess I would want to know whether we're talking about the things they swaddle the babies in, or is this some kind of a mechanism like a sleeping bed?
It's a sleeping bed. There had been the sleeping clothes in the past, recall, but this is the bed, and it just seems to push the kids into positions that become dangerous and they can't breathe.
So why would it be my question here to follow
they
up on
roll
that question?
From their they roll from their back onto their stomach in these in this furniture that they actually sleep in.
But so why isn't the FDA on top of this? Why would it happen if the FDA were doing its job?
Well, this is not a drug. This is...
The FDA weighs in on devices.
Well, it has been recalled, the Consumer Price Safety Commission. This is really furniture. This is bedding for a child.
Mm-hmm. I still think the FDA, you know, they're sticking their nose in everything.
Food and Drug Association.
I know, yeah, but you find them in other places. All right. We've had questions about people dying early from being too heavy, from stress, and now there comes yet another focus. People wonder about being lonely, which would seem to me to be more dangerous, Ken, than anything else, is it?
Absolutely. Loneliness is bad for everything. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for your brain, and you just wilt and deteriorate, and it's sad. And so those who are dealing with loneliness need to look for solutions and hopefully healthy solutions. But having loneliness is not a good thing.
No, I would think being lonely, being alone, some people choose to be alone, and therefore you're not lonely necessarily. I don't
exactly.
know, does one go hand
exactly.
in hand? If you decide
exactly.
that you want to be alone, then you're alone. But if you don't, and you've lost a spouse, let's say, or somebody close to you, yeah, that can be pretty debilitating. All right, next up, your favorite, cannabis. What's going on with marijuana, and what happens to people who have been smoking cannabis before they have serious surgery? What's the investigation all about here?
Well, simply stated, it's just not good. It just creates poor outcomes, especially after major surgery. You know, again, my wonder about tobacco, how bad that is for one's health, and recreationally, why we think the same is not true of marijuana, is truly perplexing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That I'm most pleased about being responsible for the various informational programs that my little company has, like the Good Day Health program, the broadcast that every week are the broadcasters that are a part of it are a part of the Good Day program, but we call it Good Day Health because Jack Stockwell brings his own brand of medicine and medical information to those of you who are following him and what he does at his clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and has nothing but a world of information and experience. So that makes for great broadcasting. Also, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research and what he presents from, let's say, the other side of the coin here as service items for you. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you go. This sounds like the conversation Jack and I are about to have, though, sounds like something that I discussed last week on another program that I do called the American Family Farmer. This doesn't, I'm not meaning this, Jack, to sound like a promotion for everything I do, but they overlap. The research that I talked about last week on the American Family Farmer program is the same info that you're calling our attention to now that links glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, with cancer, as well as damage to other things that may be the most important part of our being. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this just came out last week from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute.
I mean, you know, this wasn't some poorly funded study somewhere.
It's not one of your usual...
No, but they looked at the... Now, who is most exposed to...
Farmers.
Farm products. Farmers are, of course, and that's why it was on your show.
Yep.
So they looked at the glyphosate levels that were in the urine of farmers and found out there are these markers. There are these markers showing up that shows the blood cancers like lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia, a much higher incidence in these kinds of cancers among farmers mm-hmm. than somebody that would be working, you know, at a computer all day in some high-rise office in Manhattan.
Right.
Not that that might not contribute to it,
yeah.
but the fact is that they would have a lot less glyphosate present in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of dancing around this because of the power of Monsanto, but Monsanto is now owned by Bayer.
More power.
The largest drug company in the world.
Yep, and I'm happy to always point out the Bayer products. I actually use a Bayer product to Bayer back and body when I have muscle spasms and stuff. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Their history comes from their original job, or their original company. They changed their name after World War II because the original company was responsible for making the gas that was used to gas 6
like
million Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
On B.
Yeah. So.
The kind of history that exists almost in every large mega corporation is not necessarily the prettiest stuff.
No.
But the important thing is that this was published by the National Cancer Institute, and they said, yeah, we're finding more in evidence. It's contributing to the overall evidence that associates glyphosate with exposure and oxidative stress in humans that contends to create the markers that show increases in lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia. Bottom line, stay the hell away from glyphosate.
Roundup. Stay away
but
from
the problem is,
Roundup.
And they've got ready. They got ready. They round up for this and round up for
yep,
that, and
right.
all the kinds of variations that they've made for it. You know, the original glyphosate course killed anything that was green.
Well, you know, one of the things that this points out, Jack, and this goes into a discussion that we were having a few minutes ago. You probably were listening to us where I was talking about not being served by your representation or your congressman, your senator is, and how much they're in the tank, in the bag for companies like Monsanto and Bayer because of how much they contribute to their campaigns. There is no reason on God's green earth that this product should still be available to anybody. But yet it is because these people pay off. They pay to make sure that they still are in business. The thing that's a tragedy is that the information, these people have so much money, they can contradict the information that comes from people like you and me that basically is crying almost in the wilderness, hey, listen, look at how bad this stuff is. It changes your DNA. It gives you cancer, and yet you're still using it.
Yeah, exactly. And they can throw a bunch of money together to fund another study by some other group somewhere else.
It'll show
says,
it's okay.
Well, there might be some association, but it's not like you've been told.
So then why does Bayer have a $5 billion war chest set aside to give to people who are, there are like 80,000 cases against Bayer and Roundup.
Yep.
And so why is that? Okay, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Somebody's got to figure that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here on Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.